Yesterday, the Daily Dispatch newspaper had a blazing front page headline which said, "Land grabbers move on to East London farm." Well, given that we've just recently had so much debate around the expropriation without compensation legislation that was signed into law by the president, this has sent shockwaves through many people, if you just judge what's happened on social media. But let's get to the real story. Peter Klutter joins us now. He's the chair of AgriSA's Eastern Cape. Peter, and of course, you are a farmer yourself. Thank you. Thanks for joining us. I guess the whole story about land invasions has really become a raw nerve amongst anyone in the agricultural community, given what the EWC the message it might be sending out to some.
Yeah, Alec, I think it's actually tragic that the hype has been formed by ill-informed people, by an ill-informed decision by signing this law into place without going back to the GNU to discuss it properly. Expropriation, as we know, has always been there. I think the issue that has been added is with the no compensation. That's what's caused the issue and the uproar. Why would you need to put that clause into a law like this? It's just uneased everybody. And of course, when there's hype and things going on in the world, all the opportunists do jump on the bandwagon.
So this story in East London now, just to get back to the local newspapers reporting on it, it says that almost 1,000 people have descended on the Claremont farm, which is alongside the N2 between East London and Kodse, I guess is the way you pronounce it, and that about 700 people have got their sites already, and there are, according to Theo de Jager, the politicians involved who are selling off these stands at between 15 and 25,000 rand. It sounds like a dreadful story. You have spoken to the owner of the farm, and just maybe give us some insight on what's really going on there.
So, yeah, Alec, look, it is what we see. They have moved on to the land. I have not spoken to the Pagers myself, but our CEO has. And the Pagers assure us that they are in talks with government. That land is unfarmable. It's right next to Umdansani, which is the main township of East London. Cannot be farmed anymore. And they have been talking to the government for numerous years to have it rezoned for housing. And of course, like everything else, government's dragging its feet. And unfortunately, once it gets to this stage, it's to remove the people becomes an absolute nightmare. Once a pole's been put into the ground. And I think it's indicative of the slow pace that government does anything. You know, they want the private sector involved and to be helping and doing things. But there's just never any help coming from their side.
So
the Pagers have been, sorry, if I can just continue, we have spoken to the Pagers, they're fully aware of what's going on, and their words to us are, "We have got it under control." I can't elaborate any more on their behalf, but that was their words to us, "We have it under control."
Okay, so people have moved onto the farm. Are they still living on that farm, on the Claremont farm, the Pagers?
No, it's a vacant piece of land of theirs. It's not where they live. It's miles from them. So it would used to be farmland. And if you drive past the area, you will see that you just can't farm it anymore. It lies in the wrong place. And if the township is going to expand anyway, that is a natural expansion area. And once again, I come back to my comment. Government should have taken this into hand long ago. Put the infrastructure in that went, then the people can move on in an orderly fashion. Because the tragedy is now people put up shacks everywhere. And then in 3 years' time, they start burning and blocking the roads because they want services delivered. And services can't be delivered in a ramshackle way, you know. If government had been proactive and moved, they would have by now have had the roads in place, the reticulation and the water, and it would have all been done orderly. But very little seems to be done orderly these days.
So what about the local politicians selling off stands or plots on this farmland? What Theo de Jager, I know he's from the SAAI, and that's what he is quoted as saying today. Is that happening?
Well, I've seen that in the press too. I can't vouch for it, but I've probably seen the same article that you've seen about fancy motor cars parked next to the road, policemen and politicians there. And if that is the case, it's a very sad day. And I think the law needs to take its toll. And these guys need to be taken to task for it, because we cannot have that kind of anarchy going on here.
So let's just unpack this a little further. It used to be farmland. It's not farmland anymore. Is it because of soil erosion, anything that the farmers have done incorrectly to have turned this into unusable land?
No, Alec, it's just simply where it's situated. You know, you can't run animals next to 50,000 people when there's literally a railway line between you or a road. And that is, it certainly can be farmed, but you would just never be able to protect your livestock there. It's just one of those cases that wrong place, wrong time, and nobody will ever farm it as farmland. Your animals will simply just be carried away.
And I guess that's a situation all along the national road, not just when you're right next to a very densely populated area.
No, look, I don't think we must jump to too many conclusions. Obviously, it can, but you know, if you went there and saw where this is situated, it's really, really not situated in a good spot. It's jammed in right in the midst of this huge conglomerate of people. And by rights, years ago, it should have been transferred into a housing development or something. It's just simply in the wrong place. And the townships and everything is developed all around it. And I don't think we need to sort of see dangers that it can happen anywhere and read into it and then sort of get too much hot air in the public. There's enough of that floating around, as you know, with all this EWC news and that's going on. But this is just a very unfortunate situation. And as I say, the pages words to us, we have it under control.
What does that mean, though? I'm just trying to work this one out. If they've got this piece of land that is not used for farming, they own it. Presumably, there's some value to that land, which should have been, because they own it, that presumably they want to be paid for. Or are they now just saying, look, we can't use the land, we're just going to give it up? You know, what do they mean by having it under control?
All I can surmise is that they're talking to the powers that be and to the officials. They definitely don't want to just give it up and give it away for nothing. The mere fact that they've been talking to government for a number of years means that they're obviously in contact with certain powers that be. And I think the powers that be are the ones where the issue lies, in that why has this not been transferred? We know around all the major metros there's an absolute dire shortage of houses and land to build on. He has a family that has offered their land to try and do a development or sell it off for a development, and they're just getting nowhere. The problem being now that once people settle, it's court interdicts and everything like that, and you just hope that right now, and this is going to be a test for government to see with their policy of expropriation, that they don't just allow this to walk off, because that is going to create a huge problem economically for the provincial and the national government, because to me, this could almost be a test case. Are they going to settle and pay the farmers fair market value, or are they just going to allow things to happen ramshackle like they appear to be unfolding?
Who would make that decision? Is it in Pretoria, or would it be in the Eastern Cape?
I would imagine it would be a local government issue. It's local government land. It's not national land. It's not on the road. I have a pretty good relationship with our Premier, Oscar Mabiani, and no doubt I will be giving him a phone call today to ask him what the provincial government's stance is on this and what they're going to do about it. And as I say, I've got a good relationship with him. If I give him a ring, he'll take my call. And maybe I could drop you guys a note once I've spoken to you to see what the government's approach is to this.
Well, that would be a good thing, given that this is the kind of news that would send shockwaves throughout anybody who has interest in South Africa. And my goodness, we've got enough disinformation that's been pushed into the global arena about the South African agricultural situation as it is. Peter, what's the best case scenario here?
Best case scenario, government pays the man out at market value and they develop it, put the infrastructure in and give people housing. That's what are our biggest problems in this country? It's unemployment and lack of housing. They're probably some of our two biggest problems. And because of that, it just leads on to all sorts of other things. So to me, government should settle this ASAP and put put the whole story to bed, because if it doesn't, it's going to come back and bite them. With the whole expropriation bill that's been signed into law and everything that's gone on in America, this is the last and the least thing that they can actually afford to have on their plate at the moment.
And as far as your members of AgriS SA in the Eastern Cape are concerned, are you getting panicked phone calls, or is everyone pretty calm about it?
About the East London case, it's been pretty quiet. Obviously, there's going to be a meeting with the local farmers down there that live in the area. They have called for a meeting in the next few days. Generally, in the province, I think everybody understands this whole expropriation thing. Look, there's politics and politics, Alec, as you know. And we have got to just try and read between the lines and not be sucked into all the social media. It is a major concern. We do not accept the expropriation bill in its current form. I think it's dangerous. And I've said it in a newsletter to my members. At the moment, I think it is a political fight. It's for the GNU and the politicians to sort it out. The minute it lands on our table as agriculturalists, it certainly becomes a farming problem. And this may well be the test case. Who knows? I think the sooner I get onto our premier and see what his stance on this is going to be, the better.
And what about the Minister of Agriculture, John Steenhuisen? And we get good feedback from people within the agricultural sector about what he's doing. Has he been taking an active role on this yet?
Alec, I must be honest, I can't tell you. I've been on the road for 2 days. I got in late last night. Mm. And I very much doubt that this has landed on his table yet. I very much doubt that.
Well, we will be asking Mr. Steenhuisen for his insights as well. Peter Clutty is the chair of Agri Eastern Cape, and I'm Alec Hogg from biznews.com.